Hi. Hello. Isn't using Gold Wave great? I'm going to go ahead and ask you, what do you think using Gold Wave can provide for you? Now, I don't use Gold Wave as the audio skit editor because of the main reason is a single channel destructive editor. Now, the thing is, it is fun though because what you can literally do is you can take any file and you can do horrible things to it. Now, I'm gonna ask you what do you think is in this file? Well, let's play it first. Okay? You hear that? Now, I'm gonna root my speech. Let me show you what's in Gold Wave.
Gold Wave.
Yes. Sorry, Iron Cross. But I had to, because I was messing around. I was kind of bored. I had better things I should have been doing. You know, ADHD has a very bad thing of, like, makes you want to get, you literally get distracted when you're supposed to be doing something else. And yes, I was supposed to be doing something else, like work. But we'll do that later. No, I'm just kidding. Yes, I have to. All right, so anyway, let's go ahead and undo what we've done. You're going to see bit by bit, you're going to see what happened to make this happen. So, a lot of this is gibberish. I'm messing with the sensor option. Now, right now I reversed it. Well, actually, that was a time change, made it slower. Reverse it. Reverse it again. Not reverse it, undo it, whatever the hell. So, yeah, originally it didn't fade out that well, so. Okay, I think I sped it up. So, whoa. Just wait. And, as you can see, a lot of time manipulation. I'm hitting Control Z then space. Shit, wait. Is that as far as you can undo? No freaking way. Okay, that is lame. That is actually lame. Screw you, Gold Wave. Okay, so the gist of the matter is what I've done to create that is a lot of time manipulation, right? So, yes, I don't want to save changes. So we're gonna reopen that just for a second. Cause this is what I did, right? Now this is something you could do with anybody's vocals, and I find it funny to do. I've done it on vocals before, and I'm pretty sure Iron Cross is. I think that's what inspired me, because I think Iron Cross once did it to Sam's vocals before. So we're going to go ahead and we're going to open this. We're going to go ahead and go to, we're going to press U. Oh, wait, no. We're going to press F.
Auto offset removal, A111, hand pass, slash stop, B211, equal, low slap, noise reduction, R611.
Noise reduction. This baby.
Noise reduction, preset, average of 75%, average of 75% selected. Warning dialog selected, preset required.
Oh, wait, no, not that. Excuse me. What is wrong with me? No.
Silence reduction.
I made a preset called dramatic silence removal, and you're about to see what this does. Stop. So, basically what I did is a lot of time manipulation. I made that really long recording demo into like a couple seconds long, just by manipulating time, messing with it, reversing it, messing with band passes and filters and all sorts of fun things, because Gold Wave is fun like that. It's a nice little fidget, but it's also really good for what it's worth. Now, I've used Gold Wave a couple times. You know, there's you could use it to clean up some audio. You could use it to do whatever the hell you want it to do, honestly. But it's nowhere near the beautiful beast is Reaper, and I don't think Reaper can do something. Well, it could, but it's non-destructive. So the thing is, you would have to be messing with a lot of different envelopes. You'd have to be messing with time manipulation. And I don't... I've seen Reaper's silence reduction, and it's very... it's kind of confusing. Anyway, I should probably cut it short here. This was just a short demonstration. It was fun to mess with. But I really should be getting back to work. Wow. Apparently the storm agrees. Yes, you are hearing Adventure at Sea music in the background. Sue me.